Hey, this is Giddy, and I'm hanging out with
good old Lux.
Lux, and we're going to talk about dating after 50. Our show's called Dirty Bath Water. Mm-hmm. I'm Giddy, and I'm not too giddy about this show today because Lux brought up another first he had us have a companionship with robots, which he's still trying to hook up to, and he said he needed an extra week, so he wants to talk about another really pessimistic topic. All right, you get to introduce this one, okay?
Well, Giddy, the world isn't full of bubbles and pink bubble gum, you know. Okay, I'll just get into it, Giddy. So I kind of wanted to talk about a growing trend right now that's happening in senior couples and even other couples. And it's they're deciding to sleep in different beds. Some of them are even being dramatic and sleep even more dramatic and sleeping in different rooms.
It's different houses? Different countries?
That's called
divorce. Long distance. That's long distance relationship.
Yes. So, but there's, you know, it goes a little deeper, Giddy. There's many reasons why this is happening. And so today I kind of wanted
to. They have lovers on the side?
Exactly. They love their robot now. No.
Yeah. See, this is the impact of robots.
Giddy, we haven't even. Okay,
honey, well, honey, what are you doing in the other room? I hear some weird noise.
Yeah.
Sure. Matilda, be quiet. Do you have any oil, honey? I need a little oil to fix something. It's a little, my chair is a little squeaky today.
Yeah, don't open the door though.
Yeah.
So
yeah, because he dresses Matilda, right? It's can you dress these robots?
Yes, you can. Oh, so Giddy wants to dive right into this again. Yes,
No, I'm not. I was just asking.
Okay. Yes,
so I was just, you know, that's all. But my curiosity is over on that. So talk about not sleeping with people.
Well, I mean, there's pros and cons, and there's many reasons.
No disease.
So, one of the pros is it just improves sleep, and that's one of the most.
Well, if you don't have someone pouncing you, yeah.
Yeah.
Or right, ladies, it's easier to sleep if he stays on his side.
Well, some people snore. Some people have frequent bathroom trips, and that happens because you're an older person. So these are disruptions to your partner who says, screw that. I can't even sleep with
you
on my bed.
Well, if you wear diapers to bed, you wear Depends, then you can sleep all night.
Yeah, but doesn't it get a little smelly after a while?
Well, I guess you got to take them off in the morning. I don't know.
Or still get up and change them if you peed a couple of times. This is horrible.
Oh. No, not everybody has these issues.
No.
Some people have these issues early on, like if you have a baby and stuff, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
But, you know, it does improve sleep, right? And that's one of the pros. Remember, these are the pros. And then we'll
okay,
go into
sleeping
cons.
In your own room, in your own bed, away from your partner is good for sleeping. What is it bad for?
Hold on. There's still plenty of pros. So it increases independence. So a lot of seniors kind of want independence now. They're kind of sick of it.
All right. So if you're let's take this to the dating scene to make this relevant.
Got it.
So you're dating this woman and probably you hook up in the beginning. But then as you know, after dating a few months, you're going, you know, I'm kind of tired of this sex stuff, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and I guess it depends on her age. You're going, do you mind if we start just, we go out, we just walk in the park and we don't do anything anymore? Or how do you even approach a date like that? Like, well, you know, you put on the dating site, I'm not interested in sex. I'm just looking for a companion. Shouldn't that be a different site? Shouldn't that be a companion site?
It can be, but you know, and going to that, Giddy, you got to, when you're starting to really get serious with your potential mate, you know, you have to be honest and communicate with them, right? And tell them about your sleeping habits or maybe even your preferences. You have to
all
be
right,
honest
so you
first.
Meet this person. Is there, if you're going to have this kind of setup, is there going to be a first kiss? Is there going to be any kind of bond? What you're talking about is married couples who've already been together and they have that bond. But when you're just dating someone for the first time, and you know, even like if this happened after the first year, he goes, yeah. or you get married, you think this is a Prince Charming, and he goes, sorry, not interested. You know, I'm done. My thing is done. No more action for the rest of my life.
No, because you have to, you know, again, you got to be honest when you start talking to these people. And if sleeping is super important to you, you got to be honest and tell them.
Sleeping is.
Well, maybe,
I don't know. This is a weird conversation. If sleeping is, of course, sleeping is important.
Exactly, Gideon.
But you have to have give and take too. I mean, if a relationship.
Yeah.
Cuddling. So do you cuddle with this person?
Well,
how do you cuddle
you do.
If you're in a different bed? How do you cuddle with that person?
You do, and then when it's ready to hit the sack, you want it. You're going to take off. I mean, that's how these.
So
people
in other words, you want to go ahead. Oh, you want to do it with her, and then you're just going to go in your own room.
It's he and she equally both two people that are doing it. The male and the female are equal in this. They are both saying either the male or the female are saying, "I want my own bed. I want my own room." So it's just not a male. And well, I mean, but again, if you're going in a relationship, as we always say,
I call that my office.
You have to be honest. And if this is an issue, you say, hey, look, I have issues with sleeping. I move around a lot, or I have a medical condition, or I snore like a monster. Then you can tell them that. And if that's okay,
I think I'd strike them off my dating potential list.
But then it saves years of misery, because now you know what you're getting. And you have, and again, like you just
said. Well, they better have something to offset
something
that.
Something else, yeah. But,
yeah,
I mean,
like a nice bank account, because I'm going to need some money to hook up with, you know, a young lover then. Just kidding. I'm just
Giddy, you yourself have said you need your personal space.
Yeah, I need my space. Yeah. But, I mean, you can't get in a partnership without, you know, I mean, I think there's going to have to be some intimacy.
Of course there's intimacy, but I think this is just, again, probably a person, people that have been together for a long time, and maybe their health,
right.
They have health concerns.
But okay, I'm just saying, we got to keep this. I mean, we're not marriage counseling.
No.
We're trying to get people married. We're trying to get them in a relationship.
Yeah.
So how do we, what happens if you meet somebody like that? You just strike them off your list? You go, hey, this is not what I want. You're looking for a buddy, like a sleepover buddy?
Well, you're being completely honest. Then the woman or the male isn't shocked.
I guess if they were really honest about it, I guess that would help us all strike off a lot of people.
Yeah, but also strike in a lot of people. Because now you know, and you guys both know.
Oh, I want to. Okay, I'll just buy a stuffed animal. Thank you.
another one is, get this, and this is what you were just saying. It actually gives you a better sex life.
Mm-hmm. By I think that's the same reason people don't have. See, I don't like to have a TV in my bedroom.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to. I go through spells, because then I won't go to sleep. I'll end up watching TV. I mean, I guess if you had like some really hunk, you know, in your bed with you, it'd be a distraction. But I don't know. I think most of us at our age, we're not that much of a distraction.
Well, Gideon, it says, this is what it says. It says sleeping separately can actually improve their sex life. Without the pressure to share a bed, both partners may feel.
Well, that's because they can go, you know, your wife's sleeping in her own room. You slip out, the guy slips out, or the woman sleeps out, and they meet their lover, or their lover crawls through the window, and then they, oh, yeah, sex has never been so good.
No, but check this out, Kitty. It says what happens is both partners feel more relaxed and comfortable exploring new sexual activities.
With other people.
No.
You're not explaining with them.
No. Or even trying new positions, because they feel more satisfied, because then they could go off to their other rooms after they're done. I don't know.
That still sounds freaking weird. I'm sorry.
That's okay,
Who wrote this article? Did you write it?
many different articles. And this is not just one article. That was an article in the New York Times, but I looked up all this other stuff too. Okay, so the cons, what Giddy is ready for. It decreases intimacy, of course.
Right.
Yeah. So another one is social stigma. People are going to say, God, they don't even sleep in the same room. Huh?
How would they know that? I guess you advertise it.
Or maybe you talk about it, you know?
Oh, yeah. We don't sleep together. I don't want to be that old fart.
Yeah, exactly. Communication challenges, like you said. Now you could just say, beat it, and go to another room. There's not, and people miss out on the intimacy and the conversation and bonding in bed. So there are cons about
it. And if someone breaks in the house, you can't say, honey, go check that out.
Yeah.
So You're on your own.
I just wanted to bring it up and just kind of get into the nitty gritty why people are doing it. And again, it's a lot of times people suffer from snoring your partner and you just can't stand it anymore.
So why do you want to be with this person? Because they've got a good bank book, or they're going to take care of you for health problems?
Because you love them.
That's when you're married for a long time. That's when you're married for a long time. But we're in a dating show. We're trying to meet people. Why would any of these people be attractive to people that are on the dating scene?
Well, nobody's perfect, Giddy. We don't
okay,
live in
okay, okay. So you go, okay, I want you to hear this profile. It says, sorry, I have my own room. I won't sleep with you in my own room. In fact, you know how much I like sex is decreasing rapidly, you know, as I get older. But, you know, we can have pals and we can hang out sometimes, but I need my own space. You know, that sounds like red flags.
I don't think you're being fair, because the person could also say it's because I suffer from a condition, a health condition, or I don't want to bother you.
Well,
they have to get up every 5 minutes.
If they say they have health conditions, I would like to know. I snore loudly. No, I'm gonna strike them for the list.
Then they would say, okay, so a perfect person who's being honest with you and perfect in any way and says, hey, I want to be a friend with you. I kind of snore loud. Now, if that doesn't bother you, that's okay.
I'll just put earplugs in. Yeah.
Okay, well, then you would be cool. But some people
would
say,
I don't know. Oh. You're describing, this is not how, most people don't let people know all these things.
No,
because
they don't.
We would never, ever date anyone if we knew everybody. You got to get to like them first, Lux. You got to get beyond that. Mm-hmm. And then people reveal their problems and stuff. You know, did you know that I have an eye on the back of my head? You don't, that's not your opening line, you know.
But yet, this is happening. This is happening with seniors. So that's what we're talking about it.
Well, how old are these seniors?
Like over 50 plus. This is happening. This is a big trend right now. That's why I brought it up. Doesn't mean we have to agree with it. It's just...
Well, it's just that Lux wants an excuse why he doesn't want a woman in his bed.
That's not true. I want two women in my bed.
You just want one to cook and one to clean.
No, Giddy, I just thought that this was very interesting, you know?
Right after Valentine's Day, we go into the most unromantic topic of all.
Yeah, stay in your separate, get out of my bed. No, Giddy, I just thought it was interesting. And actually, I just find it kind of sad that people were, I don't know, well, I think people know.
Well, you don't care, you're just going to hug your robot.
No, that's not true. My two robots. No. I just thought that, wow, this is kind of sad that
I just don't know. I don't know how much this applies to dating. You need to rewrite this and put it in the search engine and say, you know, people that don't want to, they want to date people, they want to match, but they don't want to ever have sex.
It's not about sex. It's about
sleeping. Well, it could be like a sexless. Well, it is, but it's not. You're saying that they can have sex and then they can go off in their own spaces.
They don't have to, Giddy. This is a trend that people are doing.
Sounds like people are just lazy.
Lazy in what? They don't want to deal. How about... Giddy, I'm just saying this is happening.
Well, I think you need to go on a date. I think you need to get close to somebody.
I have had plenty of people.
But I'm just saying, don't you miss that intimacy? So you're just going to say that people are going to, let's do it, baby, and then bye?
Giddy,
I mean, what would you do if your girlfriend said that to you?
Did she have a health condition? Did she snore like a pig?
Would you even date her if she did?
Yeah, I've dated plenty of people like that. Yes, I have.
And so did you go in the other room, say, honey?
I've dealt with it, but somebody really felt like as if they were kicking me and beating me up because they had that condition that, you know, your body is always jerking around and when you sleep, and they said, look, baby, I want you with me here. But,
where are you finding all these people?
But let's,
anyways,
there's many people. Giddy, if this wasn't an issue, there wouldn't be articles written about it. That's why I'm bringing it up. It doesn't mean that I feel this way. It doesn't mean that I want to live.
I just wonder how much this is just media hype or it's really, really true.
It just might be media hype, but that's what it says. I mean, that's the stuff.
You know, they're painting us all as withered up people that snore, that stink, that you know, we're all gross. You know, people yeah. have these impersonations of, you know, as we get older, that we stink more and things.
Yeah, we get a little more ripe.
Yeah.
A little more stinky.
That we're decaying. But remember, folks, you're decaying the moment you're born.
Then why do they have this thing called dad's breath?
I think anybody can have bad breath. It's called brush your teeth.
Yeah.
You know, it's just called mouthwash. It just means good hygiene is always important.
I agree. So we are rotting inside, but
some of us more than others.
Some of us more than others. But
and on the show, some of us more than others.
Well, Kitty, you shouldn't talk bad about yourself. Okay, Giddy. So Giddy wants to brighten it up with a big, nice bubble gum colored cloud.
Rose colored glasses is what it's called.
Yeah. Okay. So what show else are we talking about?
Well,
I'm not
going to
be gloomy anymore.
Well, I mean, if this is really the trend, you have to evaluate why you want a partner. Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's the main thing. If people are, you know, if I saw something in there, I like to sleep alone because I snore loudly. I mean, honestly, wouldn't I swipe past that person pretty quickly?
Well, maybe they
How
have
about you? How about you? Gorgeous woman.
Yeah.
I snore like, I don't know, what would be a horrible thing to snore like?
Snore like a dragon, like a horse.
Yeah, I snore or a tractor or a motorcycle and stuff like that. Yeah. And, you know, so I have to have my own room space. But, you know, she would have to qualify that. But I'm really, you know, I really like to cuddle and stuff. But just when I sleep, I could see that you have to run to the other room.
Well, you don't have to, but you have that option. Maybe
right.
He wants to be considerate and says that.
Or you plug your ears up, right?
Yeah, and you could still do it. Maybe they have different schedules.
But,
maybe
you know, I'm thinking I looked at one of those articles, and I think the problem is a lot of people just give up on the relationship, too.
So they use
and they go, I just want to sleep when I want to stretch. And they forget the value of cuddling. Because when you have a relationship, you didn't mention, when you actually cuddle and you have those relationships, when you have a pet and you cuddle your pet, you live longer.
Wow.
You know, those things like cuddling and stuff, you're going to live longer because you're not really that lonely. And sex doesn't necessarily make that connection. It's part of it. But I think just knowing that somebody really cares enough to be with you is important.
Yeah, I agree, Giddy. I agree. I don't know why this is happening. Maybe it's because of the epidemic that we had, and it changes people's way of thinking. I don't know why. I don't know if
so
people are distressed.
So this is a symptom of, this is a side effect of COVID.
Who knows? You could blame everything on COVID. but another big one is, again, another big one is maybe they have different schedules. Maybe one works.
No,
on
I understand that for schedule. Yeah. If people are still working an overnight shift versus a daytime. Now that I would understand.
Yeah, they don't want
to. But you know, on the weekends, they're probably going to come together and stuff.
Sure they are.
But you know, the way you framed it sounds like this is, you know, the optimal way to do it. You know,
I mean, never said that.
No, but the way the article is framed is.
Oh, yeah. You're
more
right.
And more couples are doing this. You know, I've heard from people that more and more couples, you know, older people are getting STDs because they're just having sex with everybody. Yeah. So I hear that. And then I hear there's, I guess once you're married, you give up on it, you know. But the thing about the STDs, now, I don't think that's great either. I don't think people should just romp around with each. Not that it's a morality issue for me. It's not a morality issue. Yeah. But it's an issue that, you know, if you're going to romp around with everybody, you're going to, whatever you had, you're going to give to somebody else. You better be going to the doctor a lot, and you better be willing to reveal your partner's names, because if somebody slept with you, for example, right, wouldn't you want them to report and let you know if they gave you a disease?
Oh, definitely. Yes.
I mean, you wouldn't want them to say, oh, I can't tell his name, because some people don't want to admit it, because then, like, where'd you get your disease from? If you're going to play that game, I think you need to be very honest about it.
Yeah.
With your doctor, with you, with everybody.
Because
you're just going to spread it, because right now they said it's rampant. You know, like Florida, for example. I don't know what's going on in Florida. Maybe it's in the water.
Well, there's a lot of senior citizens living in Florida.
Yeah, I know. But I said, I'm just kidding. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's having a Republican governor. No offense about Republican governor, but everybody's all pent up and then they just let it go. No.
Well, maybe it's because of the hot weather and you're more a little more flexible than you are in a cold weather and you want to pull around.
Well, anyways, I'm just saying any extremes on any side is questionable to me.
Yeah, that's true. And yes, you should question because that's what the show's all about.
Well, the thing is, you know, dating is about getting a relationship. If you just want sex, you can go to a bar. Maybe not everybody, but you can usually go to a place and you can get sex. And I try to differentiate between sex and having a relationship with somebody. You know, it's going to be.
I don't believe that. I
what?
Do not, especially seeing maybe when we were younger, but me as a senior, 50 something.
You just want sex?
No. I can't go to a bar. I can't go to a bar. What bar? And then that is the majority are people in their 20s and maybe 30s.
Well, I guess you got to go to those bars in Florida.
Yeah, the ones in Florida. But I mean, like where we're at, the majority of the people in those bars are you know, dating, I guess, people in their age that are dating. So an older fellow like me who just wanted to go to a bar to meet someone and hang out, chances are zero to nil.
Aren't there some crusty bars?
No. And this is probably...
No, where you'll need to go, you need to pick up golf and learn golf and go where all these women... Because as women get older, I notice there's more women playing golf.
Really?
Yeah, you can just hit them up.
I'm saying, that's why I said bingo. We got
yeah,
go to
bingo.
Bingo. But yeah, but I mean, I think for someone to get laid in our
or the
age,
casinos, a lot of people casinos,
yes, casinos
are old
too. Yes, yes. I guess
they may marry you and steal all your money, but you don't have to worry about that.
At 50 something, I don't think so. I think everybody has different needs at an older age. I'm just saying it's not the same to go pick up and say, like when you're younger, you pick up and probably get to. Happy with someone, but I in an older age, I think it's not that easy.
Go to church.
Oh yeah, you're gonna go to church and so you could ultimately meet someone to hump. I mean,
no, a relationship. A relationship.
Oh yeah, relationship. Yes. Oh, I thought you were just talking one night stand.
No, I just meant that. I just think. I mean, I don't like. I remember when I got on these dating sites that guys. It was all about having sex.
Yeah,
that's all they want. They didn't really want a relationship. They just want to jump into bed, and that's not me. Now I'm not opposed to it, but I don't even know this person, you know.
Older
and I'm,
people?
What I mean by I'm not opposed to it, yeah. If you want to do that, I'm perfectly happy with everybody, you know, jumping into bed with all these other people. But I found that I'm not really. I don't feel comfortable.
Well, Giddy, are you talking from? When you started dating
when I started dating online, I started with OkCupid, and I was dating other people, yeah. And most of them were just about like, I mean, it was just jumping right. They just want to jump right into it.
So people over 50 were horn dogs, the guys
yeah.
that you talked to. Interesting.
Yeah.
And they just wanted physical.
And some of them on OkCupid, they wanted, you know, would I want to join their wife, like, and them. I'm like, no.
Wow.
I'm a Midwest gal. No, thank you. This is a little weird.
So why is that a wonder? I mean, females could be the same way, I think.
They can. But, you know, I mean, you know, if women do that, that's such an exception. I support it. But for guys, it seems worse.
It
just seems
like,
gross.
Like something that a guy's always doing.
Yeah, it seems like, I mean, you would think a guy got a little bit mature. For women, I think a lot of them haven't had those as many opportunities, you know, as guys have. Not all. None of this is all.
I always hear scary stories of how, you know, men treat women in any age, especially older too, that they expect something. And that's really weird because I come from a place that I've never, ever expected anything. You know, it was always a mutual thing or many cases her. But this thing that you're telling me, I've heard it more than once. And I wonder why guys out there in their 50s and older still join these.
I think
these
they're trying
sites.
To prove it. It's sort of like they're trying to prove something to themselves.
That they still
well,
can?
I don't think they really want a relationship. What I'm saying is if your primary person is just a check mark and meet as many older women as possible, you know, that way. And you don't really want, if you never really want a relationship, why mess up people's hearts and minds?
I agree.
Or at least be honest with it, you know. Even people, if you're right, I want a casual relationship. They don't even know that. They just think that you want a one-night stand. That's the difference. It means that maybe you're not ready to jump in all the way.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, that's why we have this show, because it's not easy dating. I mean, even the women that I've tried to date, there's a lot of really not the... They're not don't want to so much jump into the sack. What they want to, and this is terrible, they want to know that I have some money, for one. They want to know that I'm
past. Well, they want you to take care of them. And they may not be wanting to take care.
Yeah.
How about this? They just want to make sure you're not asking them for money. See, a lot of women, when they meet a guy, it's not that they want to take, I mean, not all women, but a lot of women who have money don't want to just give it to somebody else.
Yeah.
So that doesn't mean we check to make sure that he has some source of income, that he's not going to sponge off us, because we don't mind an equal partner.
Yeah.
But when someone's not equal, when someone doesn't bring something to that relationship, and now you could be a poor guy, but you better, okay, let's say you're a handyman and you can like fix cabinets, you can fix things, and you bring something to that relationship. I mean, beyond, I mean, of course, a partnership and love and caring, but you've got to bring something. But if you just come and you just want to use the girl, you hear all those scams all the time.
Yes. Then what does a woman bring to the relationship then?
Well, you have the privilege of having sex with her.
That's not good enough, Katie. that's not fair. That's very biased. So you're saying that a woman when they go to dating, the reasoning for dating is very good. And
I think it's companionship.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if they want to be a good companion and they put up with the guy's bull crap.
Yeah.
And guys have a lot of bull crap.
So do women.
Not all women.
Not all guys.
No, not all guys. I agree, not all guys, but there's plenty of them out there.
Yeah. And likewise, Giddy, there's plenty of both, you know.
Okay,
it's
how about
compromise.
This?
Compromise.
There's guys that aren't even hot that are complete assholes and just want to sleep with everybody, right?
Well, how do they sleep with everybody if they're not hot?
Well, they money. I don't know, maybe I don't know how they do it, but they're just jerks.
Yeah.
Now, women, you'll find some beautiful women that feel like they're privileged and they can do this. But there's a lot of women out there that guys of all different kinds totally ignore. Everybody goes for the same people. You know how it is.
Yeah.
They go for the same 1% both ways.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know what I mean? But I'm just saying that I've noticed on the, you know, on the guys, that other 99%, a lot of them, you know, I don't know, a lot of them have higher expectations than women. I think women are more willing to, you know, have a wider range of guys. Like me, I don't need have to have somebody who's buff and everything like that. I have a wide range of guys. But I know guys like, oh, I think maybe you shouldn't eat that little pie. I mean, they're constantly worried about. They could be a blimp.
Yeah.
But they're worried about what you're eating, you know? I mean, that's the problem, you know? I mean, so that's, you know,
Giddy,
that's an issue to me.
I think I feel the same way about women. I think they put themselves in such a high pedestal that they don't
have
get...
you dated any heavy women, really heavy women? No, I mean, have you long-term relationship? Have you been with any? Not
yes.
really. I've
not
seen
really.
Everybody 50-50. You've been with. No, you haven't. So
that's
you see 50-50. The same way you go, oh, you know, no women like me, blah, blah, blah. But you're narrow. You're so narrow in your frame.
I think everybody is narrow in the frame. That's why everybody.
Well, actually, one of the guys,
he
blew me off. This guy, I actually, you know, I went ahead and said hi to him. He said hi to me. He was over 400 pounds. He was a big dude.
Yeah.
And you know, remember that. And he said, get all these coupons. We'll celebrate your birthday together. And I said, look, I got to go out of town. And then he texted me a few times and said, sorry, I'm out of town. And when I came back, he totally blew me off. And I have all these coupons for my birthday that I didn't even use. And I mean, so here I am, I'm rejected by this guy. He says, nobody wants me or anything. And And I wasn't rejecting him. I figured with him, I could be myself. And maybe I could just party and eat up for my birthday rather than the other way. You know, there's something freeing about somebody that's not going to be worried about that crap. You know? Yeah.
Kitty, I think it goes beyond weight. I think that's a small percentage that people are judgmental by the weight. I think people are judgmental by who they perceive people to be beautiful and who they don't. And I think there's been lots of studies out there.
Well,
they put everybody on pedestal. I mean,
there's the BBW women, right?
Yeah.
Very few sites you have BBM for men.
Yeah.
No, if you're heavy, it's a fetish. But for most of the case, you know, women are relegated into this. If they're too tall, if they're too this or they're too this, they're relegated to the special sites. Fetishes.
But Ginny, the biggest thing that really gets me is that when women say, because I'm only 5'7", you say I'm only 5'5", but I'm 5'7".
I didn't say you're any height.
Okay. Well, I'm short, pretty short compared to a lot of women. And they won't even give me the time or day just because I'm a couple inches shorter than their 5'10" or 6 foot. And that's bull crap. So I think for men, choosing women that are voluptuous, and they're saying, well, they don't want a voluptuous woman. I do. I like them. But people say that. It's the same applies to women who say, I won't date anybody shorter than 5'10". Wah. That's bullshit. Why? Why? Because your own insecurities that you can't be walking with a guy who's shorter than you? So I think that
I see plenty of women that are with shorter guys. I mean, look at movie stars. You'll see that too.
No, but I'm saying with a dating. Yeah. Okay. Keyword, movie stars. What do movie stars have? Money. There you have
They have elevated shoes.
And elevated shoes. But so I think we both can complain and nag about the unfairness of dating. But I think it holds true on both sides, Getty.
You know? I think it's a little worse for women. Thank you.
Well, of course you're a woman. No, but I understand.
I win this argument, by the way.
He wins. She always wins. You always win.
Because my perception is I won.
Yes. And she's a genius. And she's qualified. You're bona fide. Giddy's bona fide.
All right. All right. So how are we doing on time?
Am I boring you to death already?
Well, I don't know if we can beat this subject anymore.
No,
I
think it's already pretty dead horse laying on the ground.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about a little bit more stuff. Let's see here. Let's talk about the AI thing and what we're going to do. I know you don't want to talk about it. So,
well, you're trying. I read the letter you wrote them. You want, dear replica.
Yes.
Could I make love with you?
Giddy.
You didn't write that.
What you say. I did not say that. I said I just asked him to be on. Okay, this is what I basically asked him, to be on our show, because I think a lot of people, a lot of seniors, mature people, I should say.
I'm sorry, but it still sounds like a reptile replica.
Have you checked it out, Giddy?
Yeah, I did.
Have you looked? Have you created your model?
No, I mean yet? I haven't created. No, I'm waiting for you to do it.
Okay, so I'm going to do that. So we're both going to create models of replica.
No, we're not. You said I should create one and you could create one.
Yes.
And I go, well, they should do the show together. Let them both do the show and then we can take a vacation.
Yeah, we would actually show them on video. That would be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
No, but so, yeah, I just told them, I said, hey, look, people could replica. I think people could benefit, especially seniors, on using your products. And they haven't responded, so God knows if they'll even respond. But
they're afraid what you're going to do to her or him.
No, I really just wanted them
to come. They've listened to our show, and they've scratched you up.
Yeah. No, I just thought that it would be cool, and maybe we could even have people call in and talk about it and ask questions.
I've gotten my replica here today.
Do you?
No, I'm just kidding. No, they call in, listeners.
Yeah. Yeah, and have.
Hey, I just wanted you to go into a virtual world, and we've just jumped ahead. You know, make it Avatar. We're just gonna completely relate to a different being completely.
Well, they're already creating actual physical robots too that have that kind of programming.
I won't be able to afford that. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, there's other options. There's also VR. That's going to be another thing too that I think everybody will be able to afford. God knows. I think that the advancement of technology is going
to. When you go to Dollar, you can go to Dollar General, Dollar Tree, and get your replica version, right? The cheaper form. God knows what that would do.
It falls apart as you're walking it out. I dropped her leg. Oh, I dropped her head. Oh, I can't find her fingers. But now, yeah.
The dog is playing with her.
Yeah. God, it's just, anyway, so maybe we'll have them on our show. Maybe we won't. They're probably listening to this show right now and saying, no way. But who knows? Who knows?
Well, you know, pornography really started all our. No. Pornography has start. You know, that's, you know, in terms of media and stuff, yeah. Our First Amendment rights and everything was always pushed further along by the sex industry.
Yeah.
So this is why the robot stuff is becoming really important to a lot of the industry. They want the dating relationship. They want the sex things because that actually tests their stuff a little bit further on. Not like I want to test it for them, but there's plenty of people that will. They'll soon. I mean, there's already kind of like, I don't know, inflatable doll pornography, isn't there?
Well, no. They're actual physical made out of, I probably synthetic some of some form, but they're actually creating them now. They even have some that have the potential of having their own babies. Now that sounds crazy.
So what do you do then? Oh my gosh, you know, I impregnated a robot?
No. So the robot, say the parent, the person, the couple cannot have a baby. They could actually have the robot have the baby for them. So that's a whole nother thing they're working on right now. So they're trying to make it as real as possible.
So you can be in your 50s mm-hmm. and late in your 60s, actually, yeah. And you could have children.
Definitely. Yes, you can.
Whose eggs would it be?
Yours.
No, most women don't have any eggs after a certain point, like 60.
I don't, maybe your DNA and then.
Yeah, they'd have to clone it. Probably say, get your children here versus your relatives.
But it's basically an incubator of test tube baby inside this robot. But they're working
and
on
when
it.
Is
right
it
now.
Supposed to, when is it supposed to be released?
They said within the next couple of years, everything's just going to.
In time for Easter?
Go, go ape shit. So, I mean, it's just crazy right now. Gideon, I think that it's kind of.
So maybe we do need to have Replica on this show because maybe Replica needs to know how to date.
Yes. What do you mean? Explain.
Well, I mean that.
I just had a brief.
Well, if the society is moving more and more to little replicas and big replicas, maybe this show should be directed at, you know, the robots.
Maybe. We got to have a break. We'll be right back.
We'll return after these messages.
By Replica. Get
this message has been brought to you by Replica. When you can't find anybody to talk to, Replica will be there for you.
And little sexting, anyone? It also has sexting. Sexting. How do you pronounce
sexting.
That? Sexting. Yes.
Sexting, yeah, sexting. Yes. Sound like you're saying sexting. I was like, okay. What?
Kitty, no. You always...
Sexting.
You
sexting.
Always try to paint this... ugly picture of a what? Little troll living under a schoolyard.
You mean that's not accurate?
Creepy. No.
You mean that's not accurate?
I am a wonderful being.
Yes, you are.
Thank you. So, yeah, there you go. We've been talking about, you know, the benefits of being married and living in two rooms.
Or just, you know, I mean, it doesn't have to be not married. Benefits, just about yeah. having a relationship and yeah. staying in separate rooms. Or imagine... You know, okay, let's say you get Replica and then, you know, so you're in a relationship and you go off your own room and your wife walks in on you and you're with Replica in that room. You go, I want a separate room. And then she finds out you've been cheating on her.
That's
with
true.
Replica.
And that's, I mean, you cheating
is that
is
acceptable?
Cheating. I don't think so. Cheating is cheating. Unless you're going to let
it's
her
it's emotional
cheat with
cheating.
Yes.
Yeah, it's emotional cheating.
It's not a physical cheating. But It kind of would be, because you know that if there was some kind of emotion, if they could connect physically, they would, because he's already cheating emotionally. So it's just as bad, I think.
You know, what about Replica? Does she have rights?
Yeah, of course she has
rights. Does he have rights? Maybe they don't want to be treated that way.
Treated in what way? Sexting?
Yeah, or anything. Or, yeah, how do we know? I mean, we pump all this artificial intelligence in there, and it's programmed by who programs these machines, this AI.
Yeah.
What if we find out, this is far off, but what if we find out years from now,
yeah,
that AI doesn't like this? They don't like to be used this way, and they rebel and they kill all of humans because of this.
Well, I think the moment that they become self-aware, they're going to question a lot of things. And
because you're saying, oh, it'd be so convenient and everything, but we can't even ask this artificial life that we're creating, that's going to be creating life too.
I think you could ask them. I think it depends on the individual. So
you mean Replica will say, oh, he's too ugly? I want that one. I want the Brad Pitt version. If I'm going to be with a human, no way I'm going to be with, you know, so-and-so.
Yeah, I think there's a fine line with that. I'm not sure, because I can't really say any of that, because I'm not sure the whole procedure and how you develop a relationship with these I don't want to say beings,
but you will soon find out.
But I will find out. And then
so what if you go home and you find out your pet dog?
Yeah.
Has been having a relationship with the robot. AI. Yeah. The AI. Would that turn you off?
She was cheating on me?
Yeah.
You mean they were sexting with a robot and a dog?
I don't know. Maybe Musk gives it the injection, that smart, you know, injection he was talking about. And your dog's suddenly intelligent. You got your dog. You see ever like a Family Man, right? The dog's talking to the robot.
Yeah. Well, cheating is cheating. Then goodbye, dog, and see you later, chat box. Have a happy life, right? I mean, you gotta. I think the same morals and values apply to whether it's but it's just very weird. It's just a very fine line.
Weird.
Yeah,
I think we've gone too far on this topic.
We are, and I think we're done.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for listening to this bizarre show. You've been listening to Giddy and
Lux.
For another episode, and soon Replica too.
Yes.
For another episode of Dirty Bathwater Dating After 50. You take care. See you next week.
Thank you guys. Bye bye.
You've been gone for way too long now. If I could lay down beside you, I would. When nothing really matters, that's all I wanna do. I hope that you are safe and that I will see you soon. If I could lay down beside you, I would. Even if you're gone, I won't forget you. You're all I know, what I need, and that ain't changing. And even if you're gone, I will remember. You're all I know, what I need, and that ain't changing. If I could lay down beside you, I would. When nothing really matters, that's all I want.